This is Pedro Reyes. You are tuned in to KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now, right here in the studio, we got Fabi, who's going to be telling us a little bit about what she does, what kind of projects she's been involved in with her music. So welcome to the show right here, Fabi. How are you?
Oh, muchas gracias. ¿Qué pasa? Gracias a Dios. Estamos muy bien. Doing good.
And why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, who you are.
Yeah, pues buenas noches. I'm Fabi, Fabi Estrella, Natalia Garcia. I'm here with my sis Car, Kersey.
Peace and love.
And our folks, Monk, Hard to Stop, who is one of my producers, homie from the Mission District. We just came from the car show out there, so had a beautiful day. Excited to be here.
I know you do solo projects, and then you also do collaborations with your music. So why don't we get into that? Tell us a little bit about some of the projects you've been involved in.
I have been working. I had a chance to work with a few people throughout the years, and feel really lucky to blessed to connect with folks that can kind of understand where you're coming from and feel music in a similar way. So my sis Cara is here. We have a project together called Flores Verdes, but we just connected as young women, actually over here in Berkeley,
UC Berkeley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Empowering Women of Color Conference with Guapule. We were on a panel together. We connected at that point. Monk, HTS is here too, and he's been working with the both of us on these projects that we're presenting tonight.
Where did you decide to doing music, using your voice, and, you know, getting into what you're doing now?
Definitely come from a family where I was always surrounded by music. I think all of us here can probably relate to that. I started singing as a, like, within the music industry, kind of blending my background, which was more in folklorico types of music, with different hip-hop artists. So I started, backup singer, then started writing my own music. I think last time I was here with you, we were talking about it, just sharing some information about like an action that was happening. So different youth organizers that were working with me as mentors kind of encouraged me and pushed me to take my music more seriously and go out there, give back to the community with the music. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
You know, I've seen you around in the community too, where you've done a lot of performances as well. Tell us some of the community activism or events that you've been involved in as well. And what do they do?
Pues I guess people in the community was more like my models, and coming from like a family, Spanish Civil War refugees, you know, that came to Latin America and the U.S. There was like a certain consciousness that's passed down. Pero growing up in San Francisco, being involved in things in the Mission District, shaped who I am as a person. So right now, whenever I can, I try to give back to those folks. I've seen that it's been so much raza that supported me, being mostly a Spanish language artist. So recently, a couple of places we've been was out here at John O'Connell High School. They did their car show with the Lowrider Council. We were at Eastside Arts Alliance, the three of us, recently for the car show that they did down there. Yeah, the Soleros Ball, they had me out in San Jose also on Friday. So we're trying to contribute to that, you know, cultura over here in the Bay Area that's, just trying to take up that space and do stuff for our folks. I think music has been something that's been really healing for me, like within my life, something that we talk about as Flores Verdes, as music as something that heals, as medicine. We were down in Coachella Valley 2 for the Hue Festival. Big shouts out to the folks down there in SoCal and LA that hosted us. Again, that was, young high school students organizing to bring down artists down in their community. They don't have a lot of resources. They can't really afford to attend the Coachella Fest. So we were down there for that. That was dope.
Yes, my name is Cara Kersey, and I'm originally from Berkeley, California, native. And Fabi and I have a similar story. We both come from very musical families and really gone on our feet through choral and choir, and just linked up when I was pregnant. And she was just really, like, we had a very, very great loving sister vibe where we blended our voices together and could easily formulate songs just hella naturally. And it's just a beautiful thing to bring two different worlds together, but we still live in the same, Ohlone land, and right here. So Yeah, so we're just like reflections of each other, and we just started creating a lot of music and just being around Monk too and his story, and you know, just being hella supported and him understanding me and my problems and him and my and I'm understanding to his, and
yeah,
just all how all our music has just kind of built as like this beautiful growing family.
That's right, Monk. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. What's going on?
My name is Monk, HTS. That's short for Hard to Stop. Pretty much, man, I'm an artist from the Mission District. Grew up out there, you know, San Francisco streets, you know what I'm saying? Was raised, you know, just raised out there and just doing music all the time, you know, always in the studios, in and out, you know. But I never really took it serious until maybe about 4 years ago, so... So I've released a project with DJ Wrigley, also a couple other joints as well, collaboration project called No World Order with my buddies. It's a hip hop project, kind of revolutionary street based project. And I also have a solo project coming out called Monday Morning pretty soon. So be on the lookout for that. Hopefully I'll be over here shortly, you know, promoting that. But
so Fabi, you know, you also said you do hip hop in Espanol, you know. Tell us a little bit about that, like, you know, how you started flowing in Spanish too, you know.
I feel blessed and grateful to have grown up like around hip hop and those cultural influences. But I wouldn't really claim to be really representative, you know, of hip hop as the culture, even Spanish language hip hop, but I'm definitely influenced by it a lot. And I flow a little bit. Poetry is something that I love, and it comes kind of naturally. So try to blend, I guess, the hip hop radio influence that we grew up with being here in the Bay Area, you know, and black culture over here in Northern California with, like, my own cultural influences. So I guess that's where that comes from. And also the influences of, you know, different hip-hop artists in Spanish that I've had a chance to work with that also influenced me a lot. So I can spit something for you later,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And you know, talking about that, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to within this project? Like, what's going to be the next step? I know you just released an album right now, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited. A project that we've worked on for the past few months is called Cruising With You. It's actually coming out tonight. You all might hear it first, that we'll be releasing that on the airwaves, and also a song with my sis Cara, kind of a accompanying project to this, which is our Flores Verde release. We're still finishing that up, but we recorded this song, wrote a song, Mariposa, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm, a year ago, yeah.
About a year ago today, and kind of shared that song over here in Oakland, San Francisco, in different places where we would get invited to perform. And that's a song dedicated to our sisters that's out, you know, working in the streets. And have experiences like, you know, on the like
sex trafficking
and sex work. So that was just an ode to like our sisters and strong women everywhere, especially in the street, especially women that sometimes don't get that respect, you know, even by folks that often overlook that, like those revolutionary women out there. Yeah, just trying to get by. Yeah.
Basically, you're going to release the project tonight, and then...
I wish.
And then where can folks be able to, you know, find your music too, by the way, just so folks already know?
You all are going to be able to download Cruising With You, the EP, on favi.bandcamp.com, F-A-V-I. And Flores Verdes is linked to that as well. You could just Google Flores Verdes. Mm-hmm. That's myself, Favi, and Cara Kersey's project. We have music on there produced by Monk, Hard to Stop, who did Cruising With You. Shout out to Avery.
From Oakland.
It's the Everclear. That's also over here with us, that blessed us with keys. And yeah, a couple more dope artists representing the Bay and different collaborations. So.
Nice. And then, you know, so all three of you, what are some of the things that you might be looking forward to in this project as well? Like, you know, in that sense of going and performing into other countries, or, you know, traveling around the U.S., or what are some things that you're looking forward to as well?
Some things I'm looking forward to is reaching down in my homeland, Jamaica, and just doing some West Indies tours and, you know, bringing the music there. and some other things, just still just really building on the community. And I feel like Flores Verdes is like really just a project on like forever evolving and knowing that you're not stuck even at your worst times, and to, you know, take our pain and use it as our, you know, our life lessons, and to grow from it every day. And I have some projects out too called Hidden Beauty. Again, my name is Kara Kersey, and Dub Jungle mixtape too is one. You can find my music on SoundCloud under Kara Kersey, K-A-R-A-K-E-R-S-E-Y. And I've done a lot of collaborations with artists as well, so different ones over the years.
How about yourself, Monk?
You can check me out on my Instagram at Hard to Stop Monk, Twitter Monk Hard to Stop. I also have a bunch of stuff on free stuff available online. You could go to noworldorder.bandcamp. That's noworldorder.bandcamp. That's a free project that I have online. It's a collaboration project I have with my brother Dregs One and my brother Pablo Fetty. So you could definitely check that out. And you can also check out the DJ Rick Lee presented project as well. It's called the Paid in Full Mixtape, presented by Hard to Stop. So definitely check that out.
So I'll just close off, because I feel like I have so much to say, but just chilling, enjoying the vibe, being here. Thanks again for having us. But I'm excited to be working with these two artists, and for Cruising With You, that's coming out right now. It's my first project in English, so mostly in English. So that's something big for me, because it was always easier for me to write in Spanish, a little bit more natural. But this project, I hope, can also reach some of the folks that have been supporting me and maybe aren't even Spanish speakers. I was thinking about like my abuelito, that he work on cars in the garage, have classic cars. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how I started, just reminiscing. But when I started writing the song, and I was asked Benjamin Baxierra to come through to the Alex Nieto Memorial Car Show, which was a couple months back. And I was also thinking about him when I wrote this song. So, yeah, I think we're all trying to do things out of the city, you know, out of state. We've been traveling around. We were in the Southwest last year in New York as well. But part of what I think we're all doing is being involved just in our streets out here locally. And chose to dedicate this record, Cruising With You, to him, to Alex Nieto, to his folks, and to our, you know, Mission District community and cultura that's really under attack right now. Thinking of Brother Amilcar Lopez, who was shot over there on 24th and Folsom. Our youth that we lost, you know, too soon. This past year, Rashawn Williams, would have been his birthday, the 23rd. So just trying to put some good music out and healing energy to all of our streets, all of our folks, con mucho respeto to the cultural originators, to the OGs. So that's kind of what this project is about. It's a sad girl project, definitely. Fella Sad Girls. There's some original songs on there and also cover. So get to hear that in a minute.
Definitely, and we're gonna be playing that, but go ahead and hear a live session of, you know, just a little bit of a flow that you just wanted to do.
So we're gonna try some stuff for you. So the song is called Mariposa.
On the track since she was 12 years old, little Reina didn't know she was worth more than gold. Traded a soul in for the streets, East 14th, the town. I hear your pain, I feel your pain, and I'm here to tell you, little Reina, I love you, gonna find a way out. Butterflies all around me,
butterflies all around me,
I'm forever
butterflies all around me.
I'm forever evolving. Mariposa, diosa de la lluvia.
Little Reina, 24 years
old.
All grown up now in this world so cold. Made it out the game, even got that degree. And she in love for the first time. Wishing she could be next to him.
Next to him.
Giving it all to him.
Giving it all to him.
But the pain within.
But the pain within.
Won't let him in.
Won't ever let him in.
Cause these flashbacks and memories.
Memories.
Take her back where she used to be.
Used to be.
Little Reina, please believe you can fly free. Butterflies all around me.
All around
butterflies
me.
All around me.
All around
she's
me.
Forever evolving. I'm forever evolving.
Butterflies all around me.
Me.
All around me.
Around
I'm forever evolving. Mariposa, diosa de la lluvia.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, bravo, bravo. That was great. Thank you. Appreciate that. And, you know, what would you say to the youth out there, you know, that are, you know, kind of like thinking that they got the flow, but they don't really feel confident enough to be in front of a crowd? Like, what are some suggestions that you would give to them and then for them to continue their talent, too, and share it?
Pues, I hear you. I've struggled with some, you know, some anxieties myself around performing, even though it's something I've always loved to do and I've done since a young age. I think there's definitely times, especially if you're dealing as mujeres, there's a lot of insecurities and kind of things that we deal with, energies and, you know, even like different pain or, you know, trauma that you go through. It affects your ability, you know, to get out there and really be secure in your own voice. So don't be too hard on yourself because it's only natural to be nervous or scared sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it only gets better with practice.
Yeah, I would say just keep writing anything down from, you know, the teacher that don't understand you to, you know, the little girls that, you know, call you names, you know, write it down because it may be a hit in just 5 years, you know, or, you know, go to any rec center that you can, you know, and get involved in maybe their little choral section they have there. And just to, like, pick up little open mics, you know, wherever you can, and just keep singing in the shower, girl and man, you know, both of y'all.
Yes. Pa nuestros hermanos también, claro.
Sí.
What do you suggest, Monk?
You know, just practice, and just staying consistent with your practice, you know, and just like, you know, owning your craft, you know, every day, man. That's the best thing, you know.
Yeah,
you could do, you know, just practice. And the more you practice, the more you feel confident within yourself when you project your talents, you know, to people. So.
Yeah, I think we've all worked with young folks too, youth. So I think we could all say that there's so much talent.
Absolutely.
The babies and the youth.
Roaring out of here, right?
Shouts out to little Jazzy Estrella. She's a, you know, young woman, mujercita, only 9 years old. I know her parents are, you know, San Francisco natives as well. And I had a chance to work with her just because she has so much passion for the music. They actually reached out to me, and she wrote a song, even just in class, you know, all by herself about police brutality. She performed it today.
It's deep.
Out at the car show. She's only 9 years old, so we have the youth over here in the Bay really coming up out of the concrete, right? Those flowers. So that's what we're trying to also elevate as Flores Verdes, that idea of new life and doing stuff in a positive way for the youth. Yeah, just putting out something good for them to hear too, even though we make music for all kinds of settings and moods.
Mm-hmm.
To find a love within, but I came back to let you know that I'm there for you, and I can't let go.
We last spoke.
Yep.
We left off on a bad note. Let it die. Didn't really have hope. I got no response. It's like a bad joke.
Do you remember you the one that left me heartbroken? And now you're hitting me talking about
what to smoke.
With all the memories that your voice evoke. You know it too. What you wanna provoke?
I saw you walking the other day, front of the market. Almost crashed the whip when I seen you, I had to park it. Thoughts of old feelings and maybe we should respark it. Or maybe I'm just caught in the moment and trying to force it. But things orbit, now we're coming full circle. And this time around, I swear I won't hurt you. More virtue, less mistrust. The more I think about it, the more
what
I miss
you
us.
Once again, you know, before we go, why don't we go ahead and give the folks where can they get your music, contact information if they want to contact you to come out and perform. How can they do that?
Yeah, so my name is Fabi Estrella, Natalia Garcia, para servirles. You all can find me on the social networks, just Fabi Estrella, FAVIESTRLLA. That has links to contact me directly. And the project Cruising With You, produced by Monk Hard to Stop, and more music from Flores Verdes alongside my sis Cara Kersey, is going to be on Bandcamp. My Bandcamp is favi.bandcamp.com or SoundCloud at Favi SF.
Yeah, basically, I'm connected to her. The main project I'm working on is...
How to find it.
It's Flores Verdes, and we're building on that right now with putting it out. And my music, though, you can find my music at soundcloud.com, Cara Kersey, K-A-R-A-K-E-R-S-E-Y. And my Instagram and social networks are all on under my name as well, Cara Kersey. So,
yeah, you can check me out at SoundCloud as well, Monk of Hard to Stop, or... Also, noworldorder.bandcamp with a group collaboration. And I also have YouTube, you know, videos and stuff online as well. So definitely check that out.
Yeah, shouts out to Kalipa as well, a director out here from Oakland that is going to be rolling out a bunch of visuals this year. hopefully we'll have some short films among them. And we've been working across genres, but we would love to connect with people that want to build. See us on the streets. You know, we're out here. We've been out here and...
Continue to remain.
So much respect to all of our, you know, working people out there. Primero de Mayo. I'm going to just close off with this experience that we had going out to Coachella, you know, what the youth out there, big shouts out to them. Were giving us a tour around their land, and we even got out to see the Salton Sea. We saw a bunch of stuff down in Southern Califas that was really, yeah, it was mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing, sis,
because it was eye-opening.
The students were, you know, migrant families. They're talking about the issues they face in their community, where the water and the soil is poisoned, it's polluted. So we saw that with our own eyes down at the Salton Sea, and then down in San Bernardino, where we actually saw washed up schools of fish and dolphins. We come back up here to the Bay, to this news of everything going on with Freddie Gray and all the brothers that and sisters that are continuing to get assaulted. So we know there's a lot of real stuff in the world, so...
Which is really affecting the little babies, you know.
Yeah.
I work with kids, and they are really in fear right now. You know, they're asking us how do we respond, how do we deal with cops, you know. Mm. It's a scary time right now, so, you know, just, you know, keep them posted and, you know, tell them what to do and, you know.
Yeah, so we know it's a time of transformation, so... Esa es la buena vibra que queremos poner in the travels that we have. We've been seeing that it's critical times everywhere. Even the music that, you know, with like Cruising With You, for example, it's not like a political record. There's no necessarily strong lyrical message, but we're just trying to put out a good, like, healing energia with these love songs, taking into account that it's a critical time and we need to take care of each other and do stuff to just celebrate life and how sacred it is, so... That's a Flores Verdes.
Ashe to that.
Definitely. Well, once again, thank you for being here with us and cruising with us on right here on KPFA 94.1 FM. And we'll definitely, you know, get the word out, the sound out, and get folks involved in this sound journey so they can cruise with you, you know?
Gracias. Así seguimos.
Word. Well, once again, my name is Pedro Reyes. You were just listening to Fabi Estrella. We're going to go ahead and listen to her music right now with the collaboration of her crew right here in the studio. Once again, this is KPFA 94.1 FM. We'll be right back after this quick music break.
Made it out the game, even got that too.